We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya Chelek Beis, Hilchos Chodesh, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Gimel. V'al kein Iker Hascholas Kabbalas HaToyro Hu Al Yedei Ho'imer Soirin. Based on what we've been learning till now, we'll be able to understand why the beginning of the process of receiving the Torah started with this Korban Omer of barley. Ki oz maschilen lohochen atzmon lekabolas haTorah. Because that's when we're starting to prepare ourselves to receive the Torah. Ki oz maschilen lispor shiva shavuos lekabolas haTorah. Because we're starting the countdown of 7 weeks, 49 days, to when we're going to receive the Torah. Ki ikar kabolas haTorah tolui bozeh al yidei hachnoas haguf bechinas behema. Because to really receive the Torah is dependent on what we're learning about here. Lowering the body, lessening the importance of the body, the behema, the animal, and elevating the importance of the soul, the human, which corresponds to the Torah. V'alkein yefsher lechol shum tvua mechameshes mine dogon at shemakriven hoimer soirim tchilo. And this is why we're not allowed to eat anything made from the new crop of the five grains until we first bring the oimer soirim shaydei zeh niskadei shalechem. By bringing that korban, we sanctify the bread, the grains. Ki nimteku hagvurois, because we've sweetened the Midas Adin. We learned earlier that Soira is Gvurois and Din, Michael Behema's Din, V'oilin mi Behema Lodom, and we rise up from the previous place where we were at, on the level of Behema, we rise up to the new level of Odom, Al Yidei Shemalin Korban Lashem, Michael Behema, by bringing this sacrifice to Hashem from animal food, from barley, the Hainu Oimer Soirin, Ki Zehu Ho Iker. Because again, this is the most important thing, lehachnia haguf legabi anefesh, to place the body under the soul, behema legabi odam, to put the animal under the human, lavoides Hashem beguf vonefesh, and thereby be able to serve Hashem with both, with body and soul, shegam haguf yishapich vonefesh, so that the body gets converted into soul. It becomes an assistant, and it becomes mamish part of the soul. V'yalel Hashem l'reach nichoyach. And even the body should give a sweet aroma to Hashem. K'moy ho'omer soirim, just like in the case of this korban, shu maichel behema, which is coming from animal food, she'oilo l'Hashem, and yet it goes up to Hashem as a positive thing. V'oz daiko yecholin lechem. And after we've already brought this korban, that's when we're allowed to eat bread from the new grain. Ki oz niskadei shalechem ebeimel odom yimachal guf l'machal nefesh. Because then the bread has risen from animal to human, from body to soul. Ve'oz halechem hu bebechinas mon. And now, after we've brought this soimer soirim, if we eat the bread, now our bread is in the category of mon, shehu sviyas hanefesh kanal. Mon satisfied the soul, it was soul food. Ki ikar halechem hu chameshes mine dogon, shehim daikan ikroim lechem, shemezen zayin umisid soed. Because the real bread is when it's made from one of the five grains. Then it's called lechem, which satisfies and nourishes the person. Shehu ikar chius odom. That's the thing that gives the person life. V'al kein hem chameshes mine dogon, keneged chamisho domim. And therefore there are five grains corresponding to the five types of blood. Chomesh b'chinos sheesh lanefesh, and the five aspects of the soul. Chomesh oisiois menatzbach, corresponding to the five letters in the Aleph Beis that represent Gevurois, Menatzbach, V'alkein Iker Kedushosom Tluya Bahakrovas Oimer Soirim. And this is why the main holiness of these grains is dependent on bringing this korban from barley, Shayidei Zeh Nimtokin Chomei Shoises Menatzbach, That's what sweetens these five letters of the Aleph Beis, Menatzbach, which represent Din, V'nimtak HaDin, V'nichna B'chinas Behema, and we subdue the animal, V'oylemi Behema L'odom, and we rise up from animal to human, Miguf L'nefesh Kanal. V'oz HaLechem B'chinas Mon Kanal, then the bread is like Mon. V'alkein, and now you'll understand why Tekev She'posak HaMon Hekrivu Yisrael Hoimer. When did the Jews first bring the Korban Omer? When the mon stopped coming. V'oz ochlu tvua. Then they were ready to eat grain that had been planted, not mon, which was lechem in Hashemayim, food that was sent down from heaven. K'may shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, v'yoichlu b'nei Yisrael me'avur ho'oretz mimochoras ha'pesach. The Jews ate from when they passed, entered into the land, the day after the first day of Pesach, on 16th of Nisan. Kiloi hoyol of Nei Yisrael mon, because they didn't have mon anymore. Hainu kanal. This is tied into what we're learning about here. Ki hamon nifsak b'yoyim ho'imer daiko. The mon stopped on the day that the Jews were supposed to bring this oimer soirim, Kedei she'tekef achar hamon yoichlu Yisrael mitvua chadosho shehitir oimer. So that as soon as the mon stops, you bring the oimer so'irin, you're ready to eat from the new grain. Ki ze halechem shehutar al yidei ho'imer hu gam kein b'chinas mon. Because these grains, this new crop of grain, which became permissible as a result of bringing the oimer so'irin, this is also mon. This is another type of mon. Bechinas sviyas hanefesh kanal. This is also soul food. Ki Yisrael einon yecholim lechem kiim kishuhu bechinas mon. Because the Jewish people cannot eat bread or grains unless it's mon. Ki loinitna Torah lelochle mon. Because the Gemara says the Torah was given only to those who eat mon. And we want to be with the Torah all the time. So when we were in the desert, we had heavenly mon that was sent down from heaven. When the time came for that mon to be terminated, that was when we entered into Eretz Yisrael. That was the 16th of Nisan. We brought the Omer Se'orim, and we were ready for new mon. The new mon was going to be the actual grains that grew in Eretz Yisrael, the bread that was going to be made from that, that's mon min Haaretz. In the Midbar, we had mon min Hashamayim. Now we have mon menorahs. We have holy, holy food, because the oimer so'irim purified, put a bracha and a kedusha onto all the grains.